B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, Kiana.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? How can we help you? You're looking for a guy named Gene, is that it?
Yeah, I'm looking for Gene.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, I'd been seeing him for a little while. Most of the time, we would, like, hang out at my place. It was, you know, really laid back and cool.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a one-year-old son, and it's hard to find a sitter to go out sometimes. So, you know, it's cool to hang out at my house. He's a little colicky, my son.
Yep.
But, you know, we make things work. So I thought he was cool. I really thought he was cool. And the last time I saw him was at my place. We hung out and we watched TV.
Mm-hmm.
And he left later that night. But now he hasn't returned any of my texts or my phone calls.
Yeah. It sounds like you're fast-forwarding the relationship and making him into a dad, though, right away. You don't think that maybe that's why he's kind of out?
I mean, I don't think so, but he's really cool with, like, hanging out at the house. He's not really, like, a go-out guy. He's kind of, like, hard, you know?
I gotcha. Okay. So, anyway, we're going to call him up. Kiana, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call Gene right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Gene?
Yeah, who's this?
Gene, sorry for waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain?
Wait a minute. Who the f*** is this?
So we're calling you from a radio station. Can I explain, though? It's a good reason we're calling you. We got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you.
Okay.
So it's a girl you know, and I'm going to tell you her name, but she wants to ask you out on a date. And the reason that she's having us call you to ask you on a date is because when you say yes to this date, Gene, we're going to let you pick a restaurant to go to. Whatever restaurant you want, whenever you're free. I know you work a lot, but whenever you're available to go out, you let us know when you'll be available, and we will book a restaurant of your choice for you and this young lady to have free drinks, free food, and just enjoy an evening together and see if anything clicks. How about that?
Well, wait a minute. I get to pick where I want to go. I know a fly Italian restaurant. Italian restaurant. I love fried calamari and mozzarella.
Okay, yes.
Hey, you can order whatever you want.
You can order whatever you want. You can order everything.
He's like telling us what he wants. Do you want a dessert too?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. We're not the restaurant taking your order right now, sir. Okay, so listen, I'll just tell you her name. Her name is Kiana.
You know what? I'm good. I'm good.
You don't have to do it, but can you just give us a reason as to why? Because we spoke to Kiana, and she seems confused. She said that you guys, you had a good little thing going where you guys would hang out a lot at her house and eat dinner and things of that nature.
She seems confused?
Yes.
All right. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Okay.
This f- you ain't gonna believe.
Oh, boy.
Okay. What did she do?
All right, so I come over. We get along, no problems. Life is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, all of a sudden, boom, she has to take a shower. And do I mind if I watch the kid for a few minutes? I'm like, yeah, no problem, whatever. And the next thing I know, the second the door shuts, the kid wakes up and starts crying. I'm like, what the f***? So, to quiet him down, I pick him up out of the crib. I'm talking to him. I'm soothing him a little bit. Now, you got to understand something. I'm a big guy.
Okay.
I come in. I'm wearing a wife beater to begin with.
Okay.
I pick the baby up. I shifted my weight. One of my man titties falls out of the side of my f-ing shirt.
Yeah.
Because God hates me. Guess what happens next?
What happens?
The kid just grabs a hold of my f-ing tit. And start sucking them.
Wait. What?
You heard me.
Her son started sucking on your nipple.
Start sucking.
Oh my God, what
the teeth.
What the
Oh my God, I almost forgot. Gene, Kiana's on the phone. She heard what you just said.
Oh, get the f*** out of here.
Why didn't you tell me this?
Why didn't you?
I haven't told any f***ing body. I don't want to talk about this shit.
You tried to nurse from you? Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed. This is, like, horrible.
Oh, it gets better.
Really?
for 15 minutes. This kid, I try to pull him off. He starts screaming. I let him latch onto me. Now I got a kid sucking my f***ing dick.
It's not that big a deal. Why didn't you tell me that? I mean, I get it. It's embarrassing, but like...
Oh, God. I'm dying.
Look, I just went home. I looked in the mirror. I had to talk to myself. And God told me, lose some weight, you fat f***.
Okay.
I don't know if God would say that.
I mean, so is that no to another day with Kiana, Gene? Because, like I said, we'll pay for the babysitter. You can go get your fried mozzarella balls or whatever it is you wanted.
I mean, come on. You can lose some weight and we can talk about this later.
I'm sorry. Maybe you guys didn't hear me. Hell f*** no.
It's really not that big of a deal. I like big guys. Apparently, my son does too. Like, we can talk about this later. Like, it's
a big f***ing deal to me that your kid thinks my kid is your kid.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.